If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Dennis Watkins is the best known secret, I think, in Chicago. What I just said is true. Best known secret. I mean, Dennis has been appearing for several years, 15 years. But yet, there are many who don't know this name. But now you will. He is an award-winning third-generation magician that is mind-blowing in more ways than one. You could find him at 50 West Randolph. That's where the magic parlor is, and all the magic happens right at the Goodman Theater. Pedrino's restaurant is right there. And Dennis, what a joy it was, and I'm so glad I finally got to see you, though my wife was a little disappointed. She thought, you know, maybe you could make me disappear, but that didn't happen. But we love the show.
Well, I'm glad. I'm sorry to have disappointed her, but yes, I was thrilled to have you there. Thank you so much for the time.
Thank you. No, it was great. And what you do is, in a way, it reminds me. So it might have been one of the last interviews that what was his name? He appeared on Johnny Carson all the time. He called himself a mentalist. And
oh, Kreskin.
Yeah, the amazing Kreskin. And I think, I mean, for me, a part of what you do, yes, it's sleight of hand. Yes, it is sure. Traditional magic. But yes, it is also this sort of thing that he did that, I don't know if you call it mind reading or not.
I do. I call it mind reading or mentalism. And Kreskin was, of course, a hugely famous mentalist who delivered mentalism to people all over the country in the form of TV shows in the 60s and 70s. You're right on. And I think that kind of material lives very nicely with the sort of traditional sleight of hand that also exists at the magic parlor, but provides, I don't know, that little bit of extra magic. Yeah, people invest so much more fully in the mind reading and the mentalism, and I think it's really powerful magic, frankly.
All right, so let's talk about this a little bit. I mean, you don't, or maybe you do. Do you really read minds? I mean, if so, I should be on that stage because mine is very light reading, I'm sure.
Or at least we could find some good punchlines in that mind, right? No, I don't, actually. I'm a third-generation magician, and everything that I do is rooted in the world of classic magic and sleight of hand. And one of the reasons that I love this show, The Magic Parlor, is because we really do bring the audience so close to it, and it gives us the opportunity to play with what we think of as that traditional close-up sleight of hand, card magic, and other visually-based stuff, but also lets us dip our toe in the world of theatrical mind reading. And that's kind of how I refer to it, is theatrical mind reading, because, again, I'm a third-generation magician. I don't claim to be a psychic, but I do think we present a pretty compelling illusion of that when you come to the show.
You sure as heck do, and I really want to know how you do it, and I'm sure you're not going to tell me. But here's something I do want to know, and I am going to make you tell me how you do this. So throughout the show, you call on different people, members of the audience, participate in one way or the other. And you say, absolutely. Hey, Judy, hey, Carol, hey, Jim, hey, Mark, and through Abalone, whatever the name is. I mean, people sometimes have different names, right? And
right. You
call on them again throughout the show. And at the end of the show, which is over an hour later, how do you remember all the names? Were you once a school teacher? How do you do that?
I was not once a school teacher, but my granddad, in addition to being a magician and a magical performer, he did a memory act for years and years and years where he would perform these remarkable feats of memory. And he did it not through some kind of photographic memory that the universe gifted him at birth, but through trained memory and memory systems that he studied and learned. And there's actually, and I spent a lot of my life working in the corporate events market, and there's a book by a corporate entertainer by the name of Benjamin Levi called Remember Every Name Every Time. And he's an entertainer, and he wrote it for other entertainers, but also for anyone, really, who feels that it's important to remember people's names and to call the people you meet by name. And it's packed full of great tricks for your memory, so you should get it. Remember Every Name Every Time.
Well, or I think anyone running for public office ought to come and see your show.
Amen,
and you
right?
should, yeah, you well. Should explain it to them. Dennis Watkins, I remember that name at the Magic Parlor, and we'll be right back with Dennis on WGN if he doesn't make us disappear. Dennis Watkins is at the Magic Parlor pretty much every night, Dennis?
6 shows a week, Thursday through Sunday.
Well, that's a lot of shows. That's 50 West Randolph. If you know where the Goodman Theater is, it's literally right there, or Pettorino's Restaurant, which, incidentally, is one of my favorites in Chicago. So, you've been doing this magic for 15 years. It says on the website, 2,200 live performances, 65,000 guests, 1,000-plus five-star reviews. That's pretty incredible. And you recommend that young kids don't go, but anyone who's 12 years and up, and it seems as though, and you tell me if my observation is correct, that young people today are incredibly interested in what you do and how you do it. Is it Harry Potter that's done that?
You know, I don't know if it's Harry Potter or the proliferation of magic on the internet or America's Got Talent and Penn and Teller's Fool Us or some soup of all of those things together, but magic is out in front of people in a way that it hasn't been for, I don't know, decades, or actually for as long as I can remember in my life as a professional magician. And I think it's wonderful. I do think Harry Potter has a lot to do with getting kids interested in that kind of magical storytelling to begin with. But I'm grateful for it. And Harry Potter was running right across the street from us for months and months and months. And it was a joy to get all those magic loving people downtown and right into the theater district.
Now, way before Harry Potter, or we knew of a Harry Potter, it was Harry Houdini. And you played
That's
Harry
right.
Houdini. You won a Joseph Jefferson Award for that in 2012, which is like, if you don't know, the Chicago version of a Tony Award. What was it about Houdini that made him so different and so special? And if he were around today, would he be as big of a hit as he was?
Yeah, I'm sure he would have been as big of a hit as he was back then. I don't know if he would be doing the same kind of stuff. But Houdini was a man who he really knew how to speak to his audience and into the sort of culture that he was trying to be a part of. He was a remarkable entertainer. He was an incredible publicist for himself. And he built such a remarkable mythology around his work. And he was pushing the limits of it, right? He was doing escape stuff instead of just card stuff, instead of the traditional magic that people were used to seeing. And he was breaking all the rules. He was defying death in a post-war world, right? They needed that story.
Was he really defying death, though?
Well, you know, they would lock him in crates and throw him into rivers, and he'd live through it. So I'd say, yeah, sure he was.
I hope he had a good insurance policy. I don't know. Now, you say you use the skills of prestidigitation.
That's right.
Notice I pronounced it. But my question is, what the heck is that? I don't even know what the word means.
Prestidigitation is a fancy word for sleight of hand, right?
Oh.
Physical dexterity and manipulation to create moments of magic. Prestidigitation is all it is, sleight of hand, which is certainly the art that I grew up studying with my granddad, right?
Yeah. So this is, you said third generation. You've got kids. Do you hope
I do.
That, yeah.
Two beautiful creatures.
Creatures. Okay. Do you hope that those beautiful creatures follow in your footsteps?
Oh, I don't think anything would make me happier. You know, I having kids in the house, you know, my daughter is 22 months, so she's itty bitty. My son is 6 and he's in a place where, his imagination is so inherently magical, that you watch this kid and you think, oh my gosh, we could have a lifetime of playing in the world of magic together. I would love it. Nothing would make me happier. I hope so.
Well, nothing will make you happier. I tell you, this is an evening of just joy. 50 West Randolph, it's the Magic Parlor. Did you even know we have in Chicago a place called the Magic Parlor? We do. He's been there for 15 years, and I'm so honored to talk with you. Dennis Watkins, thank you so much. And I got to go now, because if I don't, you're going to make me disappear.
Or something. Thank you.
Or something. All right. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you.